If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Welcome to the Side Hustlers podcast. I'm your host, Carla Marie. Each week, I talk to someone different who is following a passion outside of their day job. And if this is your very first episode, welcome. I appreciate you being here. If this is your 100 and whatever episode, thank you for being here from the beginning and for checking out all of these episodes. And if you've been here from day one, you know that every single person on this podcast has their own unique story. And I'm currently in the middle of writing my own. I mean, we all are. But a few weeks ago, I was let go of my day job, which was hosting a morning show in Seattle. It is currently August 2020. So I don't know when you're listening to this, but that's my current situation as I record this episode. But I've got so many more things coming up, and I put the links below on how you can find me and support me and follow all the cool things that I'm doing. My co-host Anthony and I from my morning show are doing a road trip across the country, and we're going to podcast the whole thing, and we've been streaming live on Twitch, and I would appreciate it if you could check that out. So those links are below. Thank you very much for that. But this week's guest is kind of like a long lost sibling, but not really. He is my godfather's other godchild. And it's pretty cool how we realized that. And Derek's story is incredible. He's a workaholic and he's 19 years old. Yeah, I know. You don't hear that very often. This is Derek's story.
For a lot of people, you know, why are you waiting?
You know what you want to do.
This is something you want to do. Get off your butt and do it.
I'm a hustler, side hustler.
Do it.
I'm a hustler, side hustler.
Do it.
I'm a hustler, side hustler. Come on, ask about me.
Yo, yo. It's the Side Hustlers Podcast with Carla Marie.
So I think we're kind of related. Are we like brother and sister and we don't know about it? Is that what this is?
I mean, I guess you can say that, but okay. Not technically like.
Okay, so I want to.
Not blood.
Right, I want to explain what the hell I mean by that before we get into what urban lifestyle is. So Derek emailed me last week and was like, hey, we have the same godfather. And I was like, oh my God. I felt like I just got an email finding out that my dad has another kid I don't know about. But I have known about you. I will say that Michael was my godfather first, which means I'm way older. But just saying.
Yeah.
But when you emailed me, I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. And you were telling me just about your company and what you're launching. And I was the one that was like, wait, this is a side hustle. I got to talk to you. And then I started learning so much more of your story and the depth that this goes in and why you wanted to do this. And I think it's going to be really exciting for everyone to hear about you and how hard you work and how this is kind of just the beginning for you. So let's hear about what urban lifestyle is for everyone checking you out for the first time.
Urban lifestyle is a brand of trends, not fad. So it's everything that's in style now that shouldn't go out of style for a while.
Okay.
It's stuff that's like hip and urban that you can find like anywhere. But mostly like the city vibe, you know what I'm getting?
Yes, of course. Yeah. So, and obviously we've got the link below for people who want to check out your website and all your products so they can click that. But what made you want to go into fashion in the beginning? Because you're at Montclair State University right now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What year are you at school?
I'm going to be a sophomore.
How old are you? 20?
19.
Okay, you're officially the youngest person I've had on this podcast.
Oh, wow,
so
there you go.
You're 19. This is your side hustle. I know you're a full-time student. You have other jobs as well. But what made you go into fashion?
So it all started back in middle school in eighth grade. Wow. I lost two of like the most important people in my life, both my grandmothers within like 6 months of each other. And I had to take a sewing class like as an elective. Like there was like no choice. So
what
I was like,
high
all
school?
Right, like Sea Caucus.
Okay.
Well, their middle school and high school are connected, so yes. It's like all the same building. It's my one grandmother taught me how to sew when I was really young. Cool. So it was something that maybe like gave me a little bit of closure knowing how to do something and like being close to her and whatnot. And I like excelled at it amazingly. Like people were like, how'd you do this? How'd you do that? And it was just like something that came kind of naturally.
That's great. And you were in high school when that happened or middle school?
No, eighth grade.
Oh, so eighth grade. Okay. So
I was like 14, 15 at the time.
You're like an expert sewer in eighth grade. I can't even put a button back on a shirt that I have. So obviously your grandma taught you this a little bit, but you found that you just had this natural ability to sew.
Yeah, like I wouldn't like on my free time like sew something. I'd be like doing something else, but like it was just so weird that I just got it so quick.
That's incredible. So in that moment, did you say, okay, I want to do fashion? Like what was the next step for you as an eighth grader?
So I really didn't know what I wanted to do when I got into high school. I was like, all right, let's continue with the sewing type of deal. I took fashion as a freshman, and then I kind of like let it go because I really liked history and I liked music, and I was just like kind of lost. And I was like, all right, well, let's try teaching. And I got an internship last year with elementary students, and it was great, but it's too organized. Like, it's too like, okay,
I get
every
it.
Day, take your math books out. And I cannot do that. Like, I need change. I need something like, I'm running around in circles. Like, I just couldn't do it.
I
love the kids. I love, like, the everything. It was a great experience, but just was not for me. And I love shopping. Like, we had a real issue during the pandemic. It was just, my UPS driver is, like, really good. Thank God.
Okay, so take me back to middle school and high school, though. When you were a student sewing, what, as a guy, I'm assuming that wasn't the easiest thing for other students to comprehend.
You know, like, people would say crap, and it's just, like, it would bother me. And then at the end of the day, I'd be like, well, you know what? I'm good at it. You suck. So who's like getting the A right now? And not that that's like a big deal, but like, listen, you might be good at football. I'm not.
Exactly.
So like that was just my thing.
What gave you that like that attitude to be able to do that? To be able to be like, so what? I'm good at this.
I'm a really big fan of like Lady Gaga ever since I've been like little. And my mom actually put me on her and she's just like super chill. And she's like, just do your thing.
Well,
and she actually loves fashion, as you can tell.
Yeah.
Well, you've met her, right?
Yeah. Gaga. That was pretty awesome. It's funny. Gaga grew up listening to Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, which is the show on Z100 in New York where I got my start in radio. And yeah, I mean, we're all a bunch of kids in Jersey, really, who, you know, grew up on the same thing. And at the end of the day, Gaga's just no different than you. Loving fashion. I'm sure you also love music, too. And look where she is. That doesn't mean that you can't get there. I mean, you're 19. You have a lot ahead of you. A lot.
Yep.
Listen, trust me. Lean on me for advice. It gets crazy, but enjoy it now. Enjoy diving into your passion and learning as much as you can, which it obviously seems like you're doing. So when you gave up on sewing and you were in high, or not gave up, but kind of just adjusted your likes and what you were focusing on when you were in high school, is that when you were like, maybe I'll be a teacher?
Kind of like, again, like it was the whole like thing of like the stereotypes and whatnot that was kind of like leaning me down. And then I was like,
so
you know what?
So that was getting
like,
to you.
Yeah. And then I go to school at Montclair now. I'm a fashion major and there's like two or three other guys with me and everybody else is a girl, which is like not a big deal. It's
of
like
course.
Whatever. And I talk to anybody. I'll talk to the wall. Like it's not a big deal, but it's easier way to meet a girl. So it's fine.
But it's just, it's annoying that, and I know you know this now, and growing out of that part of your life, but that kids were doing that to you and like making you feel like what you believed in and what you had a passion in. Like there's so many people who
wasn't right.
Right. There's so many people who aren't like you who do drop their passion because of people like that and don't pick it back up. So it's awesome that you were able to pick it back up and now you're actually turning it into a career.
And it's still happening today. It's like not...
I'm sure, but don't listen to those assholes. You're fine. So you're doing fashion at Montclair. I'm assuming you're only how many semesters into this major?
Two.
And you decide, I'm going to start my own clothing line already. So what the yeah. hell made you do that?
All right. Well, you know, there's a pandemic going on. It's still going on. It's kind of crazy. And I actually started working for Lush at the American Dream in New Jersey. That's still unopen.
I love Lush. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So how did you start working if they weren't open?
So I started working in the other mall, Garden State Plaza.
Okay.
And super cool. They are awesome. It's an awesome company. And I can't say that about a lot of jobs. They are an awesome company. So right before Valentine's Day, I'm like training. I'm doing great. And then all of a sudden, it's like the pandemic. And they're like, okay, we have to let you go. And I'm like, all right. Yeah. So it was kind of like a hit in the face. Like our store wasn't bringing in enough, like any money because we didn't open yet. So they're like, we can't keep you, but when we do open, we want you back.
It's awesome.
So I had like nothing going for me now. I'm only in school and, you know, and no one knows what's
going
on.
Okay, don't say you have nothing going for you. I'm only in school. That's a big thing.
Well, at the time, you can only watch Tiger King so many times or The Office. And like, it's great, but I'm not that kind of person that's just going to like sit and watch TV all day. Like I was like scratching at my windows, like trying to get out. And of course, like both my parents are kind of have like compromised immune systems too. So I did was like, I'm not going out. Or if I would go out, I went to Starbucks at like 3 o'clock in the morning and waited online. Like it was intense. Later in the pandemic, around like May, June, I decided to quarantine with like two of my friends. So we went down to my friend's shore house, the Jersey Shore.
Of course.
Yeah.
Anyone listening not from Jersey right now, you know where their heads went. They immediately thought
Snooki.
Yeah. Which, you know what? I will say, the show pretty much had an accurate depiction of what the hell goes on down there.
Yeah, you're right.
Although we don't all look like that. It does get crazy like that. But
oh, we don't get that sloppy either.
Yeah, that's true. So you're staying at your friend's shore house, a few of you, and you just start a clothing line. Like, how does this happen?
Yeah, so again, nobody was doing anything. Right. So we all decided to take some online courses for summer. So it was kind of fun. We were like back in a routine, like things were getting back to normal. And one night we were just sitting on the deck and we were like, okay, like, what do you want to do in life? Like, all right, yeah, you want to be an engineer, you want to work for the FBI, but like, really, like, what do you want to do? So I was like, you know, like, I want to make a name for myself. I just don't want to be like working at Forever 21 until I'm 42. I want to like be known for something. So we were talking and it felt like minutes and it was just hours. And I was like, you know what? Let's start figuring out how we can do this. And they've been helping me.
That's cool.
Awesome. I can't even tell you. And here we are.
In that moment when you guys were having that conversation, what was your end goal? Like, what was your I want
like
this?
An epiphany?
Yeah.
I don't want to say the fame because that's so like.
Of course. But it's okay.
But I just like wanted to be. I'm so creative.
You can say well known. You don't have to say famous. Well known is the best way to
No, I just feel like that's so like, oh my God, I want to be. Like, no, I'm not like that. But I just want to like share my gift with other people.
You
want to
be successful.
Like, if I can. Yeah. No, I wanted to be successful and I wanted to share what I can do with other people.
You don't have to use the word famous. That's amazing. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think most people want that, or most people should want that, should want to share what they have with other people. That's what I do. That's what I want to do. And I do it and I'm proud of what I do. And you should be too. And I know that you are, but that's totally okay to say, this is what I want. So in that moment, did you just say, okay, I'm going to create a clothing line? Did you know the name? Did you know it was going to be Urban Lifestyle by Derek Jensen? Like, what happened?
All right, so let's back it up a little bit. Okay. So April, right before I got like fired from Lush, I had my discount still. So I was like, you know what? We're going to stock up.
Yes.
So I ordered like $500 worth of stuff. And I was like, God. You know what? I'm like super bored. Like I said, let's like start a YouTube channel. Now that I think about it, like I watched one the other day. I kind of want to take them down because I'm like, oh my God, what were you thinking? Like, I had no idea what the hell I was doing. So I had the name Urban Lifestyle. Again, I think it was just like I picked it out of a hat. Again, don't know anything, but I had to put my name in it for some like recognition. So it started from there. And then it just like carried on and carried on. And then we were down the shore. I was like doing like a little vlog and I was like, I'm not enjoying this anymore. Like, I don't want to make videos. I'm not Liza Koshy or David Dobrik. Like, come on.
Now take me into your brain as a fashion designer, because I've had over 100 creatives on this podcast. And everyone is different in how they create. As someone who is actually designing or coming up with ideas for fashion, like, how do you do that? Do you have a certain mindset you need to be in? How does that happen?
So the whole thing is you can't make something that you want to wear and hope that other people want to wear it.
Okay.
But you can put your own twist on it.
I like that.
You have to know what's in before it's in. And that's like the whole challenge.
That's hard.
Everything.
Yeah.
But that's also art. Like, you just got to figure it out.
Do you use a certain program to design? Do you draw it? How do you design everything?
Yeah, so I like to draw first, and then I'll transfer it to, like, my iPad. I have an Apple Pencil. I love Apple. Apple's, like, great for creative thinkers. And then I use a program called Canvana or Canvana, something.
Canva?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
I use Canva for all of our social media, for Anthony and I, for our show, for anything that I do for this podcast, for literally everything. I use Canva and it's amazing. So it's pretty cool to know that you've been able to do all of this just working from home and using programs that are available to everyone. You're able to launch your own clothing line.
Yeah. Yeah. But as you can tell, like, don't think I'm like out there. Like, I just like, I learned something. And I'm like, okay, like, I don't need to know the name. I just need to know how to get
No, but it. So what? I mean, listen, you're doing it. It doesn't matter. What was the first thing you created for Urban Lifestyle?
I think I just made the basic, like, Urban Lifestyle logo shirt. And then I think the next one was Be a Good Human.
I love it. That's my thing. I say it at the end of every podcast.
Know, but yeah, like, just the world's a crazy place right now.
No, listen, any chance you can spread positivity and tell people and use your creativity and your artwork to do it, that's amazing. If someone's listening right now and they're like, I want to start my own clothing line, where do you get a printer? How do you do that? Are you the one, Derek, shipping things out? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, so it's all for me right now. Wow. I'm also getting some like wholesale stuff from like other people and like fulfilling that. No, it's all me. I have my own like vinyl printer going thing. Oh, I don't even know what it's called. I'm like trying to look. Anyway, so I put the vinyl in it, like cuts it out.
So you're doing all of it.
Yep, and I'm balancing two jobs with it right now.
Okay, so you have always worked a lot. I know you were telling me that your first job when you were at 15, you had five jobs or something around that age.
So I got my first job at 15 at like a local ice cream place. And then after that, I got a, like kind of like a daycare type of thing during the summer, like a summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. And then the next summer I was like, okay, well, if I could do that, I can do three more. And then it just started like adding up. And like by the end of the summer, I was like, oh, like look at all this money. And like, I didn't even need, like, it was just like,
you're 15.
What else am I going to do? Yeah. I was like, I want those shoes. Let me buy those shoes for myself. Like, I don't have to be like, mom, dad. So I liked having my own money.
Yeah. Once you kind of get bit by that bug, knowing like you don't have to ask other people for things, like when you're that age and your parents, you know, you don't have to ask them for money to do things. It is very exciting. And it does make you want to work more and earn extra money. And I'm going to sound so old when I say this, but it's refreshing seeing someone your age want to put in the work, not expecting that they're going to be an overnight success or expecting that they don't have to do these smaller jobs to get ahead and learn things. And I know you did a lot of those jobs because you also liked learning different things.
Mm-hmm.
And don't lose that. Do not ever lose that.
Listen, I'm definitely a hustler.
Good.
I just got the side now.
Yeah, see, exactly. But also at the same time, I would say maybe not now. You can keep hustling and working your ass off right now.
Yeah.
But don't let it get to a point where you don't actually enjoy life around you. Because that's something that I've done. You put all your work into a business and or something, and everyone who's listening right now knows that I lost my job 2 weeks ago. And then, it could all be gone. So make sure you're enjoying, even though you love what you do, enjoying life around you. That is my my older god sister advice for you.
There you go. No, I totally get that though. Like I was telling you, I was working for Prom Girl.
I love this.
And I got an email. I was literally in my dorm room, I was hanging out with my friends, and we were talking. And she's like, "Oh, I need a dress for something." And I was like, "Oh, go to Prom Girl." I was like, "Let me see if there's like an email," because like you know, you just automatically sign up for emails when you work somewhere.
Yeah.
So I'm like looking, and I get this email, and it was like literally 5 minutes before. It was like such a coincidence. And it's like, "Sorry, we'll miss you, but check out our other locations." So I'm like, "What does that mean?"
So the location you were working at closed down.
Yeah.
And that's how you found out?
And they didn't tell... Yes, they didn't tell anybody.
That's
so
insane.
It was like... So I texted my boss. It was like 10 o'clock at night. I kind of feel bad about it. But I was like, "Hey, am I coming into work on Tuesday?" And she's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Are you sure? Because I just got this email." And I told her. Yeah.
When was this?
January.
Okay. So people who don't know Prom Girl, explain... Like, growing up in Jersey, like, I would get the catalog. And I know it's not just a Jersey thing, but the prom dresses were very Jersey. People don't really dress the way that those prom dresses in other parts of the country.
But prom is also different all around the world.
Absolutely.
All around the country.
It is. So what did you do for Prom Girl?
Floor help, hanging out. I would do like a little bit of everything. It was kind of like my boss's like personal assistant at some points. Yeah, no, I mean, I really liked it. Like, they were like, oh, we need a mirror. Go to the store. And I'd be like, okay, I'll be back in like a half hour. Like, it was like, whatever. But I really enjoyed my time there. I learned a lot. I met some pretty cool people. I actually worked with some of the designers.
That's
Sherry
amazing.
Hill. Yeah, Sherry Hill is like a big one.
Yeah.
But again, like, I got this job through a friend. Like, I didn't even know what prom girl was. And she's like, do it. Like, you'll like it. And I was like, eh. And I did it. And I loved it. But going back, Sherry Hill, Faviana. And someone who was really cool was Kalani Helen Keller from Dance Moms.
Oh, that's awesome. So you got to work with like pretty decent name brands. But what made you want to do your own thing? Like, you clearly can easily continue working for other brands and crush it. Why specifically, Derek, did you want to do your own thing and create Urban Lifestyle?
So when I'm working for somebody and I'm a cashier, I'm like always on top of my numbers. And like, if you start counting and you're like, you round up like maybe $5 if it was like $149, so it's $150, there you go. And you get like 20 of those, that's a lot of money in the matter of what, 30 minutes? Because like, cash out's fast. Like, we don't joke around in New Jersey. And I'm like making money hand over fist, there you go. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm getting paid like $10 an hour. And where's all this money going in my boss's pocket? Which, like, good for them. Like, you know.
Of course. That's how companies work. Anyone at Amazon working in a warehouse would tell you, how does Jeff Bezos have billions of dollars, but I'm making minimum wage? But that's how companies work.
Not that I was getting tired of it, but I'm still learning. And I was like, you know what? Like, I can be doing this. Not that I don't need to be standing there for, like, that $10, but, like, why am I not doing it?
When we have the time now.
Yeah.
You know, you've been, we've all been, now, yeah. we've all been given some, in some way or another, a gift of time. Time at the moment, you know, to have as many people will say, oh my God, but I can't do this. I can't go out and do these things. You're given this time. We always complain about how much we've got going on. I know it's not easy being a full-time student, even working from home, doing school from home, doing this, but we've all been given this gift of time right now. And it's like, what are you going to do with it? If you do nothing with it, that's fine. But you have the time now. I know I have extra time now. Not only do I don't have to work, but what am I doing with it? And I fully understand the, you want to see the work you're putting into something actually have an effect on you and not someone else. And I get that. I fully understand it. And I'm at that point now too. It's like, okay, well, I've been doing all this work, but where's it been going? Let's see what happens when I actually invest the work and the time in myself. So the fact that you're 19 years old and you can realize that is amazing. So how have you been marketing Urban Lifestyle?
Mostly through like Instagram ads and like email promotions, stuff like that.
Have you been buying Instagram ads?
Yeah.
You have been.
Yes. Why am I not supposed to?
No, it's just incredible. As someone who just launched and someone who, I don't want to say you're green to this, like this is your thing, you know what you're doing, but I think it's amazing that you're investing in yourself already.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. If I can invest $200 and then make $1,000, I mean, not that that's happening right now.
I was going to say, did that happen?
Because that's awesome. No. Maybe it is.
Well, go make it happen, everyone. The link is below and they can help you out, which is really cool. Have you been seeing a return from the Instagram?
Yeah, app? A turnaround. Mm-hmm. My one friend, Ariane Perez, she was actually in Orange is the New Black. So she's kind of like a familiar face. She does like a whole bunch of other work. She's awesome. So I was like, listen, I need you to like do me a favor. I was like, just stand wherever you want. Let me take a photo of you like wearing my stuff. And like, well, let's make it happen. And she's like, oh my God, of course. So she's like, what else you got? Like, what else you got? And she just kept pulling more and more stuff out of my car. And I was like, listen, like, I just needed to take one photo. Yeah. So it was like 3 or 4 hours.
That's cool.
And she was just awesome.
What date did you officially launch?
We started July 6th.
So you're a month old. Oh my God. You're probably,
and we're doing like pretty good.
So you're the youngest human who has been on this podcast, and you are probably the youngest business that has been on this podcast.
Really? All right. Yeah. Well, I'm breaking 2 records already.
This is insane. In the 1 month then that you have been in business, has there been anything that has gone epically wrong?
Yeah. I printed out the wrong shipping labels. And I guess, I don't know how, again, I'm just like super tired at the end of the day. I'm like, I need to get these out. And I had about like 25 orders, let's say orders. Mm-hmm. And some of them were boxes. Some of them were like those poly mailers.
Yeah.
I put like a box for a poly mailer. And it was just, I got to the post office and the woman was like, you didn't pay for this. And I'm like, no, I did. She's like, no, you paid for a box. So I was like, oh my God, are you kidding me? So I had to like literally like try to take it off. Wasn't working. I had to like call USPS. It was just a whole big like kind of nightmare.
Won't make that mistake again.
Yeah, so I'm like, last night I was packing up some orders and I was like, okay, this is a polymail. Let's put it on this side. Like, but that was like really the only big thing so far. I mean, again, if that's the worst that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, listen, I know more will come, but you'll get through them and you will learn from them. That's how this works. And it's exciting to be a part of your journey so early on. You're going to have to check in with me and the rest of the Side Hustlers community and let us know how this goes, because it's cool seeing your drive and your passion and what you want to do in this industry, and just being someone so young in the fashion industry and what it's going to be like for you. Your journey is going to be incredible for everyone to watch, and I'm excited for that, because I know you have big brands that you look up to. You told me Versace is one of them, and that's that's a big name. So it's going to be incredible to see what you can do. This is exciting.
Thanks.
Thank you. And thank you for being here, Derek. Appreciate it.
Of course. And thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Side Hustlers and checking out Derek's company, Urban Lifestyle. Again, that link is below. You can follow him on Instagram. You don't always have to monetarily support people. I know for me right now, I appreciate you following all of the Instagram accounts below and just following us on Twitch. That kind of stuff is super, super important. You don't have to spend money to support companies. And I think any small business owner will tell you that, especially right now. But hey, if you have the money to spend, go ahead and support that way too. It's obviously always great. Thank you again for being here. This podcast has been produced by Houston Tilly. And until next week, be a good human and keep hustling.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.